Now, this week, Tasmin Little is playing her violin at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester. She's regarded as one of the finest soloists on the instrument in the world and is known for being admitted to the Yehudi Menuhin School when she was only 7 and playing her first Brahms concert at 25. She also gained fame for performing pieces that are rarely heard. This is part of Tradash by Vittorio Monti. Tasmin, that's pretty fast and furious. What's it like when you play it in concert?
Well, I always feel rather sorry for the page turner because the music says Chardash by Monti, but in fact we're not really playing very much of what's actually written on the page. So whoever's turning always gets frightfully confused because we're just making it up half the time.
Now, you started playing, as I said, when you were only 7, and it was really rather by accident. What happened?
Yes, well, it was a complete chance because I fell ill with chickenpox and I was very bored. And eventually I asked my mother if she'd buy me a recorder because I wanted to try and teach myself how to play the recorder. So she bought me a book, and half an hour later I'd got through the entire book, I'd taught myself the treble clef, and I was playing the recorder. So when I went back to school, I decided that it would be fun to continue, and then I wanted to play the piano, and then I wanted to play the violin, and so it went on.
And you learned, I mean, obviously you learned incredibly quickly, you were mastering concertos in just a few months. Was it an innate talent, or is it something that can be learned with really hard work?
This is a very interesting question, because I think that the jury is really out on this. What we don't know is what makes a musician. What is it inside a person that enables them to communicate through music? I think that many people could get to a certain technical standard with good tuition, but what really sets musicians apart from people who can get so far technically is that they're able to communicate ideas and emotions, and that is something that you actually can't teach.
You were listening to Sibelius for pleasure at the age of 8, which is fairly precocious, really. How did you and your parents make sure that you weren't too unlike your contemporaries?
Well, my father is an actor, and so I grew up with the idea of walking on stage as something entirely normal. He was in a lot of stage productions. He was in the West End a great deal. And so I suppose that performing was something that was just taken for granted. So I wasn't ever given any special treatment by my parents. They felt that it was very important for me to have as normal a childhood as it's possible to have.
And even though you went to the special school, the Yehudi Menuhin School, did you still managed to keep a wide circle of friends?
Yes, very much so, because London is my hometown, and I had a lot of friends from my primary school before I went to the Yehudi Menuhin School. So holiday times were spent catching up and just having fun and just doing all the normal things children do on holidays.
Now, things really took off in 89 after you played Janáček at the Proms, which
yes,
was a little-known piece. Why is it important to you to play lesser-known works?
It's very important because if violinists only concentrate on a small area of the repertoire, I think that that's when people will begin to lose interest in music. We all enjoy a sense of adventure and discovery, and there's nothing more exciting than to hear a piece that you don't know live in the concert and think, wow, tonight I learnt something and I loved it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's as important for me to play things like the second Bruck Violin Concerto and the Korngold Concerto in Janáček as it is to continue playing the great works such as Mendelssohn. And actually, from a personal point of view, that's the way that I stay fresh. So here I am in Manchester playing the Mendelssohn. But so far this year, I've been playing the Delius, the Berg, the Ligeti, the second Bruck Concerto, the Elgar and the Korngold. So I come to the Mendelssohn entirely fresh. You know, whereas if all of my concerts up until this point had been only Mendelssohn.
Now, you slid the ligeti in, in the middle there, as if it was, you know, just another old concerto. It is said to be the most difficult piece in the world, and you are said to be the only person in the world who can play it. Why is it so hard?
It is extremely difficult. It's not entirely true to say that I'm the only person, but there is such a small amount of people. There are about four people in the world that can play this piece. It's very difficult from every conceivable point of view. Ligeti had a great brain, so from a mathematical point of view, the rhythms and the concepts are very, very complicated. Then from a technical point of view, the first movement, which lasts 4 minutes, is about 12 pages long of consistent semiquavers, so that's a physically very demanding way to begin a concerto. And then he just throws every other little trick in the book at you, and you're supposed to just get on and do it.
But and you haven't got time to turn the pages on.
No.
So haven't you got an amazing computer?
Yes. When I played it at the proms and I went on tour with Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic, I had an electronic music stand, but I tell you, it was an absolute nightmare to travel with, because you had to make sure that you had the correct sockets wherever you were travelling, and I was going to America and all over the place. So, and then there was always that horrible moment where you switched on the computer and thought, I wonder what it's going to do to me today. Because one time when I was testing it out, the music just went round and round and round and round and round. So that was a bit of a problem.
You also like to chat to your audience. Why did you develop that?
I developed it because when I started to play pieces that people didn't know very much of, I felt that it would help them to have an idea what the piece was about, or perhaps of the shape of the piece. And so it started that way. And then everybody said basically that they loved hearing me speak on stage and that I did it very well. And so I just began to introduce more and more. And so now pretty much whenever I do a recital, so that's an evening with just me and a piano, or sometimes just me on my own, I always talk to the audience, because I think that that's a way people just do enjoy that very direct form of communication.
I know you're off to the Far East this year, which I think is your longest trip away from the children since they were born.
That's right.
To what extent is it still harder for a woman with children to maintain a career at the very top in music?
I think it is hard. I think it is harder for a woman, because there is that very definite pull that you feel as a mother. You have a duty to your children, you have a duty to be there for them in case they get sick, or just be there when they come home from school. So yes, it's a pull, and certainly before I had children, I used to do 80 concerts a year. I then cut that right back to 40, and I took them everywhere. Now, of course, they're at school, so now I have to leave them behind. So this trip in June, which is 3 weeks, is going to be quite tough for me. I'll probably find it much more difficult than they do.
I bet you will. Tasmin Little, thank you very much indeed for being with us.
Thank you.